like I said, did you want to see Jack's ass get raped?
I'm not really into looking at male anal penetration, personally. I think it's enough that Krauser just banged him on the butt without taking off his pants.
It would be quite gross if he actually did, man. But you know, you one of the manga episodes, he actually pulled that one on the the worker staff's pants.
Oh dear!
Good thing I didn't get to see an asshole, because I would have stopped watching reading the damn manga.
Yeah, I think that would have been uncomfortably close to yaoi.
Oh my god! No, but that's just it though. Why is the Japanese death metal gonna rape someone in the ass? Men, even. I don't care, but it's men.
It's always men, isn't it? Well, I think it's probably... Well, they always talk about raping women, too, apparently. At least Krauser does. I guess it's equal opportunity rape. I don't know.
But the manga, he doesn't do anything with any girl. He's a virgin. And then, now his manager or company president says, what, you talk about sex? You don't know nothing about sex? Okay, it's time you got some. So he actually, got her friends, Guri and Gura, to send his letters to these female fans. And they're like, yes, we're finally going to get raped by Krauser. And then so he was like, holy shit, what are you guys doing here?
Wow. I mean, I actually just read the first chapter of the manga the other night, too.
Right.
And it was actually a scene that wasn't in the anime. It's where it's like he's being accused of being a molester.
Exactly.
Yeah, and... Well, he's accused of being a molester as his normal self.
Right.
And she just happens to be a huge fan of DMC, and so she loves it when he's Krauser.
Right.
And so there's a massive role reversal going on here.
And he almost got to fuck her, but this girl's smart, said, you're not Krauser. Your makeup, you don't look like him.
Exactly.
But you see how ridiculous it is. Krauser is not a real human being, or rather, it's a persona.
It's a caricature, yeah.
Exactly, with a face paint, right?
Right, where he kissed like face paint. And you know, it's... In a way, that's probably what mitigates all of the rape jokes and everything, killing your parents stuff. It's because it's so ridiculous. You can't possibly take it seriously. And so that's one of the things that makes it work. Otherwise, I think a lot of people would feel very uncomfortable watching it.
You'd be turned off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you're like, no... You know, this guy is, it's because he's just such a nice little man.
Exactly. You can't possibly think that he's going to really do that. I mean, you can't.
Seriously, though, this is Japanese manga. Because if, like, that kid in North Carolina found it, I think the whole county government will get sued.
I mean, it's just like the first chapter where she discovers the lyrics that he's writing.
Right.
It's like, I want to fucking rake everyone. And it's like, that's just evidence that he is a molester. And he has these horrible fantasies.
And so, I know. And he got all pissed off. But that was, I think that was more like, they usually draw a trial chapter or something, submit it, and the magazine prints it and goes, okay, this is good. So if more people like reads the episode, value, whatever, and then they do some sort of determination if this is good enough, and then the next time when his mother sends him off to Tokyo, I think that's the real first episode.
Really? Well, yeah, that was the first episode in the anime. That was
the first real chapter, because you know the stuff before practically had nothing to do with what happens after.
Oh, interesting. Because
he's never got caught as molesting people again, right?
Right. I guess that was probably considered too out of character in a way. Or, I don't know. I still thought it was really funny. I thought it was a great first chapter. It sets up the central premise of DMC very well, I mean.
Okay, That, like, to me, that just felt like more like an introduction chapter. Or a trial chapter, rather.
Right. Exactly.
It's a trial to see if people like the idea. Mm-hmm. Because this is very mild. To me, that's very mild. He writes this lyric, big fucking deal. People do that. But, you know, like later stuff, he actually sings it on stage and, you know, kicks the pig in the asshole and all that.
Right.
Those are like exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's about the manga. Like about the anime, since we've both seen it all the way through. Like, I mean, do you really do you think this is going to be probably one of the best comedies of the year? I think it is in a way. It's
If it's
very
not,
different from almost any anime that's out now. I mean, it's
if it's not, man, I'm gonna. It's not to say it's not. I'm gonna just go ahead and masochistic on his ass.
I mean, seriously, it's an idea that is so well executed that even though in a way it's the same joke over and over, it still works. I mean,
You just can't wait to see the next episode. Oh my God, dude. It's like, in you know, like my favorite episode, my favorite scene has to be the guitar of cruelty.
oh yeah.
It was just such a freaky accident, and was just so close. It was just so close to missing everything, but it just like smashes him on the head. It was just so funny because it was unexpected.
Yeah, that was a. I mean, that whole scene was just brilliant. Where it shows that, you know, first of all, it's kind of funny that his fans are really willing to give him the doubt. They always assume whatever he's about to do is some horrible, hellish thing, and that drives them crazy. And,
The guy with the tie,
yeah.
who imitates him a lot with a tie, that's like his most loyal fan. He has a very loyal group.
Yeah.
One of them is a Chinese chef. I'm not kidding. He does that like little kung fu shit. I'll get out, get up. These people are his like closest, most loyal fans.
Yeah, they are. And the thing is, and they're willing to beat other people up for anyone who like doesn't like DMC, including himself as Negashi.
They so cover his ass, man. Like they had this later. They had this in this in manga. They had this Satanic Emperor concert, and he lost. And the fans and the guy said, "Oh my God!" A guy just fell down on his knees and started crying. And then the other band got the guitar, and the Kofu guy said, "No, you're not taking his guitar." And the Kofu guy snatches the guitar and started running. And they
Yeah.
start and start some sort of like a race, you know, the one with the baton, which you like,
A
you know what
relay
I'm saying?
race? Yeah.
Relay race, and they start relay race, and they forgot about the guitar. And DMC fans said, "We gotta win the race to win the honor back to win for DMC."
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of in the anime they and I suppose also in the manga because it does follow the manga very closely, right? They
All the
just
same thing. My
yeah,
manga
they
has a few more stuff, but
Right.
yeah, it's practically the same thing.
I mean, it's like they have DMC face off against many different kinds of bands.
Yeah.
And how they
This
always.
was much later.
Yeah.
Satanic Emperor is after Jack loses.
Oh, okay, so it's after Jack, right?
Right.
Because that's where the anime ends, and that's also where the
Yeah.
movie ends, is with the whole Jack Il Dark thing. Yeah. So, and I guess it's still going on, right? It's still
Oh,
ongoing.
yeah. Thank God the manga is still going. It's just so funny, though.
So it hasn't gotten old yet? Okay, that's
No, he
good news.
hasn't. Funny thing is, just for me anyway, I'm looking forward to the weirdo things he does every episode, every time.
Yeah. I wonder if they would actually agree to make more. Like, I mean, they're just little like 13-minute shorts. I mean, I'm sure they could make more of them if they wanted to, because the movie was a huge hit in Japan. It did very well. It has actually it, this like con story or this concept actually does have mainstream appeal.
Yeah, it sure
It
does.
just works as a comedy, as a really, really like over the top comedy, and so. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, oh no, actually, we talked about this in a previous podcast. Hollywood wants to, like, bring it over.
Oh, God, no.
Except I know
Please
it's
don't.
gonna suck, so, but it's.
Oh, please don't. They're gonna censor so many things,
I
man.
know.
Seriously.
They can't be so politically incorrect as Krauser is, right? And that would be tearing out the heart of the comedy. It's because he's so politically incorrect that he's hilarious. And.
One of the things in one of the chapter, they had him try to force this his friend like your former college friend that become like to say manco, which is cunt in
Right.
Japanese, and then basically, well, his friend doesn't know that it's him, but you know anyway, and then finally he caves in, and all his fans just raise their hands because manco it sounds like mango. If you stretch out goal, it sounds like you score in soccer, you know? So the old fans raise their hands like. Go! And then he finished off with a meow, 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 air guitar.
That's so awesome.
Oh, I just died. You gotta read the manga, man. It's like it's up to date too.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, definitely. That's highly recommended. It's not even licensed in the United States yet, so go read it on onemanga.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far for the anime, I'd say that the comedic timing is simply brilliant, and the contrast is simply just set up to be so funny.
It really is. I mean, one of the classic moments was Krauser-tan, the little girl singing all about raping her parents and killing them, and she's singing Satsugai, I think, or some other
No, no,
show.
no.
No, some
She,
other one.
no, no. She, yeah, she was singing Meso Buddha.
Bitch Pig.
Yeah, that's it.
And yeah, and it's like, I thought the funniest part was what the fans were saying. Like,
Yes.
you know, oh, she's gonna
Yes.
grow up and kill her parents. The next
Yeah.
generation lives on.
Oh,
And
she's sucking on. She's deep throwing the white stuff.
it's so bad. And it's so
And then her
hilarious.
dad comes, little girl's name is Luna, and she said, "Papa." Everybody said, "Oh, she's fucking her dad." Oh my God, I
I
just like
know. It's so
died.
outrageous. And it's so like, and of course her parents are fans.
That's the
And
weird part. That's the
yeah.
weirdest part of it all.
Parents are fans, and
Almost never happens in Japan, but it sure could happen in other countries like Britain or States.
oh yeah, definitely in the United States, you've got all these 45-year-old people going to Def Leppard concerts or whatever, and like, yeah, I mean, hard rock has been around for a long time, and many of the people who grew up on that stuff are now well into their middle age. And
And they're still going.
yeah,
With young kids are going, man, you guys are disgusting.
right. I really don't think, in a way, I think hard rock's time is largely over in the United States. It's
Right.
all about R&B and like bubblegum pop and other stuff like that now, more or less. Like the only really kind of heavy bands that still make it are all sound the same to me. They all sound like Linkin
Oh.
Park to me.
Yeah, they definitely need someone like DMC there, man.
Right.
Seriously. They need somebody who's like, I'm gonna rape somebody, I'm gonna kick their asses, and I'm gonna blow their heads up and all that.
There was Marilyn Manson some years
Oh.
ago, but
He didn't even do that.
he didn't even, not only did he not do that, he was, I think, took himself too seriously. And that, and it really, and people saw through it. People knew it was an act. And so, you know, it's, he just came off as a poser.
Oh, that's how he fizzled out.
I think so, you know? You know, Marilyn Manson was basically acting out his frustrations from having grown up in an evangelical Christian home, and so he just decided to do exactly the opposite of what would piss his parents off the most. And I mean, that's of course a very typical rock and roll story, but at the same time, it means that there's something just kind of not quite genuine about the whole Antichrist superstar shtick. It's,
Right.
I mean, as opposed to somebody like Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, Reznor was kind of insane,
He's
maybe.
the real deal. Yeah. He's the real deal.
Oh.
He's really angry. Yeah. And that was his stuff is really genuinely dark. At least
Oh, yeah.
back in the 90s it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, but like Krauser-tan, it's Krauser-tan, and then the mama actually say, "Oh, start singing it," and she say, "I'm sing say alifai, I'm sing say alifai." What else is there to talk about?
I really don't know. I think DMC, you know, qualifies as one of the best comedies of the year, simply because of the fact that it's just really, 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 really funny. And I would give it a solid 4 stars out of 5. You know, just something that you can definitely kick back and enjoy as long as you don't mind all the swearing.
Yeah, and as Krauser, I think you should give it a 6 out of 5. I think 6 out of 5 is enough.
No, take it up to 11.
Oh, take it up to 13.
Yes.
The
Because, you
demon
know.
tells you to take it up to 13, and afterwards go mess a kiss your friends.
Because 13 is better than 12.
Always bet on black.
Yes.
Whatever that means. Alrighty.
Stay cool, my friends. All
Stay
right.
evil, my friend. Stay hard rock. Stay death metal, my friend.
Yes. All right. I think we had a great little review, didn't we? So why don't we close it up here?
Yeah, that's not.
All right.